Well, okay, so over the weekend, Archbishop Vigano dropped a major bombshell on the whole homo conspiracy, homo clericalism conspiracy that's been unfolding since late June. What he did, he revealed what he knew about the cover-ups of Cardinal McCarrick here in the United States, including Pope Francis and Pope Francis's involvement. He named names. He talked about how Cardinal Donald Wuerl was fully aware of what Cardinal McCarrick was doing. He talked about Cardinal Parolin. He talked about Pagano. He talked about I can't remember his name, the former Vatican Secretary of State.
Is that Barome? Barome?
That sounds familiar. Sounds right. after a while, the Italian names kind of roll together for me. But you know, he also talked about the fact that
it's Pietro Parolin.
Huh?
Pietro Parolin.
Yes.
Yeah, Pietro Parolin. He's the current Secretary of State.
Right, right. But he talked about the former one, and I can't remember his name. I think it starts with a B. Bacciari or
Bertoni.
Like
Bertoni. Tarcisio Bertoni.
So he mentioned them. He mentioned also the fact that Cardinal Farrell and Cardinal Supich were put into their positions by the influence of Cardinal McCarrick and Cardinal Wuerl. So, you know, when you look at what is happening right now and you see how many bad decisions were made in instilling these extremely liberal homosexualist bishops and cardinals in the United States, all done at the orchestration and behest of Cardinals Wuerl and McCarrick, and how even though Archbishop Vigano had personally told Pope Francis about Cardinal McCarrick, Pope Francis completely ignored what he said and went ahead and reinstated Cardinal McCarrick, gave him positions of authority and influence, and that's, you know, that's part of the complicity. It's part of the cover-up. It's part of the engagement of the homo-clericalist conspiracy. That's what's happening. So that was the essence of Archbishop Vigano's statement that he issued, 11-page statement that he issued over the weekend.